Felipe Calderón has been declared president-elect of Mexico, that after a bruising battle that went up to the country's highest electoral court. Today, that tribunal ruled that the July 2nd vote was free and fair, and it upheld Calderón's razor-thin victory. The court's decision is final and cannot be appealed, but as NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports, that doesn't mean that Mexico's troubles are over.
After months of protests and claims and counterclaims and legal maneuverings, it came down to this.
Acusado José Fernando Gesto Martínez Porcayo. Con el dictamen, Dr. Galván. Acusado José de Jesús Orozco Enríquez. Con el dictamen.
One by one, the seven judges of the tribunal voted, and their decision was unanimous. Justice Leonel Castillo read the final judgment.
El candidato que obtuvo más votos en la elección de presidente de los Estados Unidos Mexicanos.
The candidate with the most votes in the Mexican presidential elections is citizen Felipe Calderón. Two, the election was valid. Three, Felipe Calderón is eligible for election. Fourth, we declare Felipe Calderón president-elect for the United States of Mexico for the period of December 1, 2006 to November 30, 2012.
In the lengthy resolution that was read out, the court painstakingly went through all the legal challenges brought forth by leftist candidate Andrés Manuel López Obrador and struck them down one by one. While it said that attack ads portraying López Obrador as a danger to Mexico had an impact, they were not enough to change the direction of the vote. They ruled that there were no subliminal messages in support of Calderón being sent out in popular soap operas or business ads. They did censure President Vicente Fox for putting the election at risk with his comments on the campaign, but again said that there was not enough cause to annul the election. In fact, said Flavio Galván, who read out the ruling, López Obrador might have only himself to blame for losing.
The candidate in question on many occasions expressed himself against a number of institutions and the people that work in them. The aggression and lack of respect towards the authorities and institutions may have had a negative effect on those who were considering voting for him.
Judge after judge reiterated their faith in the system and said that while the election wasn't perfect, it was to be upheld. Outside the tribunal, hundreds of López Obrador supporters cried out in rage when the decision was made final. Demonstrator Lauro Castillón was among them.
Y lo que vamos a hacer nosotros, el pueblo organizado, es entrar en resistencia.
What we, the people, are going to do is commit acts of resistance so that Calderón will realize he cannot govern and resigns.
Their leader, López Obrador, is calling for continued protests and says he will set up an alternative government, and his party is vowing to block Calderón's inauguration in Congress, like they blocked Vicente Fox from giving his State of the Union address last week. López Obrador spoke in front of supporters chanting his name last night, and again he vowed to continue the fight for change.
Once and for all, we can transform this country, toss aside this spent regime of privilege and corruption, and establish a republic where the people are the primary interest.
This has been a bitter election, and there were no celebrations outside Calderón's headquarters. The president-elect came out with his wife to briefly wave to reporters, but there was a dearth of his supporters. Calderón aide Arturo Sarujan says that Calderón and his party want to mend fences.
Mr. López Obrador will certainly not go away, and the issues that he addressed during the campaign will have to become issues.
At the tribunal, the Chief Justice ended the session with these final words.
Después de la tempestad, señores magistrados, viene la calma.
He said, after the tempest comes the calm. López Obrador promises there will be anything but. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.